It's almost time to get your ABBA on, the follow-up to Mamma Mia, the 2008 film based on the Swedish group's music, opens in theaters this week. It's called Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. So everyone, throw up your arms, look up at aerial cameras, and run through the streets of Greece singing.
Mamma Mia, here I go again. My, my, how can I resist ya? Mamma Mia, does it show again? My, my, just how much I missed ya.
Everybody, if you haven't seen it or the hit stage show before it, Mamma Mia tells the story of Sophie, who searches her mother's diary to find the three men who might be her dad, inviting them to her wedding at her mother's rundown hotel in Greece without telling her mother, Donna, a former rock and roller. Hey, it could happen. It was a summer smash 10 years ago, and now the entire cast, plus some notable additions, has returned for the combination prequel-sequel. And yes, you will see Meryl Streep, though we can say no more. Mamma Mia Productions have grossed some $2 billion since the musical first premiered in London in 1999. Producer Judy Kramer has done pretty well as well. She'd never produced anything when she came up with the idea of Mamma Mia. Now she's got the new Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, and she joins from the BBC studios in London. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
How did you come up with this idea? Was it really you listening to The Winner Takes It All?
It really was me listening to The Winner Takes It All. I had the pleasure and honour to meet Benny Andersson and Björn Ulvaeus in the 80s.
Two members of ABBA.
The two members of ABBA, the actual composers of ABBA. Mm-hmm. And I was working for Tim Rice, the lyricist, who wrote Jesus Christ Superstar, and he was writing a musical with them called Chess in the 80s. And my first job was to go and pick them up from the airport. So that's how I met them. And many years later, I now have a company with them, and we own Mamma Mia together.
Well, talk about The Winner Takes It All. We're going to listen to a little of it. There's something so unbelievably corny and so unbelievably majestic about this song. What were you? What happened to you when you heard it?
I just love Winner Takes It All. It's the roller coaster breakup song. I think it's a kind of conversation. In fact, I probably thought it was the song I wanted to sing to any of the boyfriends that I'd had in my life at that time. And I think it is a strong woman's song, and that's what fascinated me. But what was the story behind that song? And that really was the inspiration and the jump-off point.
I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory.
By the way, was this about ABBA breaking up? Because they did.
They did. I mean, ABBA were, you know, famously all married to each other. And I think also when I started wanting to create something out of ABBA songs, that ABBA songs fell into two camps. There were the younger ABBA songs that they wrote in the earlier days of ABBA. Emotional songs like Winner Takes It All and My Love, My Life, and Knowing Me, Knowing You, that was probably as they were going through their own personal breakups.
So a lot of emotion there. So you approach Benny and Björn, who you know. They do give you permission to roll with this, see what you can do. Do you understand originally you had to, I think you sold an apartment to finance this and to try to buy more time?
Yes. I mean, I was a working producer. I had this passion to make this work. you know, you have to have money, the seed money, to pay for a script or to pay for an airfare. And so I sold my flat and I actually gave up the day job, really, so I could concentrate on this. So it was a huge investment of time and passion. And then Bjorn and Benny allowed me to use their songs. But there was always a sword of Damocles hanging over my head that if it all went wrong, they could take them back. Yeah.
But instead, a huge success. Stage productions around the world, 16 languages. Let's listen to a little of the Mandarin production from 2011. It's in Shanghai. And then the movie. You must not have been able to believe your lucky stars. You get Meryl Streep as Donna. And here's a little of her performing The Winner Takes It All.
The gods may throw the dice, their minds as cold as ice, and someone way down here loses someone dear. The winner takes it all, the loser has to fall. It's simple and it's plain.
So, huge success, but how scary to have the second movie. You go deeper into the ABBA catalog, and you have to, I mean, there's an expectation that it will be the same experience, you know, the first film brought so many people. How hard was that?
Well, the stakes were high to do another film. Probably that's the reason it's been 10 years, and I think if we'd done one, you know, a few years after the first film, that people would have seen it as a more cynical enterprise. And organically, it worked to wait this long, but also it was a matter of finding the right story and the right premise to take us into the new film. And, of course, how to bring our wonderful original cast back.
Yes, and we will not, you know, again, say no more. But you have an equally inspired choice, equal to that of Meryl Streep in this film, which is Cher. Who plays Donna's mother, Meryl Streep's mother. Let's listen to a little of Cher performing the ABBA hit Fernando.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando? I remember long ago another starry night like this. In the firelight, Fernando, you were humming to yourself and softly strumming your guitar. I could hear the distant drums and sounds of bugle calls were coming from afar.
Just talk about that, what Cher brings to this.
And I think, you know, two of my biggest career excitements is, you know, to have cast Meryl Streep in the first film, but to have Meryl Streep and Cher in this film, because all of this new movie goes back to the origins of the backstory of the stage show and the last film. And Donna Sheridan, the character played by Meryl Streep, mentions a couple of times her mother. Mm. So who was that going to be? We thought the kind of ultimate rock chick supremo, and quite a kind of complex character, the mother character. And I think that appealed to Cher very much. She liked the whole kind of mother, grandmother, very strong kind of woman, not particularly conventional, which, of course, I think Cher is really in many aspects. And that song, well, you know, I feel it was written for her. I mean, it's spine-tingling.
Yeah. But do you ever get sick of them? Do you ever get sick of Mamma Mia? Here We Go Again?
No, I never tire of those songs. I mean, I think there's something that compels you. You put Dancing Queen on and you just want to dance. I mean, you know, it's the, well, everyone says a guilty pleasure, but I just think there's an alchemy in those songs.
Well, we always are looking for an excuse to put it on, so we will. Judy Kramer, thank you, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much. I hope everyone enjoys it.
Producer Judy Kramer, the woman you can credit or blame for the whole Mamma Mia concept. Go ahead. She's done quite well. She doesn't care. Her new sequel, prequel, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, starts in theaters tomorrow. Okay, everybody,